Sunday night, Shef Shmaitzu Chav Gimel Adar Aleph. We're in Shmaitzu Aleph, Perek Gimel, and I decided to tackle it this way. We're in the Gemara in Yevamos that, to make a long story short, a person ate chelev when they were in a matzav, when it was a safek. That's a nageya us to know. They ate chelev when it was a safek. Rav says you get malchus, and Shmuel says you were a cotton. We're going to focus on Rav, obviously. Rav holds the mafreya, you become a gadol. We won't go into the case. If you want to see, you'll be mine in the case. The point is you're a safek cotton. Safek cotton, safek gadol, and you become a gadol of mafreya. And you get malchus. Now, we're going to have to put aside, I realize, looking through it and going through the Shmaitzer does not concern himself with the difficulty that at the time it was a safek, how can you get malchus from Afreya? Shmaitzer doesn't deal with that issue, whether it's an issue of hasra safek, the way Taisa says it, or it's not no gay of the case. Okay, the case is complicated, but the case is, what's nogeya for us to know, is that someone is a safek katan, safek gadol. You're dealing with a safek. Safek if the guy's a katan or a gadol, or the gal's a katan or a gadol.
Yes, bring it to us.
And we're going according to Sheet, and Rav says that whatever the case may be, you're a gadol l'mafreya, and you get malchus, therefore, for the... It's not nogeya, really. It's not nogeya, the exact case with two Cyrus, a suffix Cyrus. Question? That's the machlokes Rav and Shmuel. You have to know that there's a Shitas Rav. We're dealing with a Shita that at the time he ate the chelev, it was a suffix if it was a cotton or a gadol, and it became clarified later that he was a gadol. That's all. The fact.
It does bring his tussles.
The Shmaitzer does not deal with the fact that at the time it was a suffix, and how could you get malchus from Afreya if it was only a suffix at the time? The Shmaitzer doesn't deal with that. Taisus deals with that. Other Rishonim deal with that. Apparently, we say it's a gloy milsul Afreya. That's what apparently is pshat. We now find out that you were a gadol the whole time. And therefore, you did a vaday iser and you can get malchus. We're putting that aside. The Shmaitzer is dealing with a different level. He's not dealing with the level of safek, what are you getting malchus for? He's dealing with the level, if it's mutter, if the din of this guy is that it's mutter for him to eat chelev, then the Shmaitzer cannot countenance the leap to getting malchus. You can't get malchus l'mafreya if at the time it was mutter to do. Mutter b'chiyuv. I'm not talking about mutter b'shlili. I'm talking about mutter. He goes to a rav, and the rav paskins it's mutter for you to eat it. Shmaitzer says, we can't go now retroactively and give a guy malchus for eating it, because it was permitted for him to eat it. And the Shmaitzer goes on to bring rayas from different places in Shas, that even if we find out that something was usur, we find out in the future, we find out l'mafreya, that something was usur, but if it was mutter, you can't get punished for it. It was mutter. So now, we'll see the Shmaitzer. He brings down the Gemara in Yevamos about the Saris, and he says at the end of the paragraph, L'shitas HaRambam, the Sufik Mutter min HaTorah, the beginning of the paragraph is Uvi Yevamos Itmar. At the end of that paragraph he says, L'shitas HaRambam, the Sufik Mutter min HaTorah, Nehem kein hechi mashkachas leila malkas, kim da achshav Sufiku, Umutu lechol chelev min HaTorah. A funny way of putting it, but it's not so funny if we're coming from a Shmaitza that called the Safek Bachar Chulin, according to the Rambam, so he's calling this Safek Chalev, or Safek Gadol, really. Mutalechol Chalev in HaTorah. The Zakoi V'Rashoi Bachiloso. That's like very, very strong, funny words, but the Shmaitza holds like that. Imkein Nehita Chakech Gloi Milso. Sheyagodol Amafreya. Even the Bedin Ochal Chalev, Loma Yulke, how could that be? Again, we don't have so much of a problem with it, the way we understand Safek Deraisa Lakula, but right now, for tonight, certainly, we're learning Shmaitza. The Shmaitza held at the Safek Bechor Gemara, which were on the Rambam, because it was Chulin, he had a whole Cheshbon, if you remember, the answer to the Rambam, is because of the Kayan's ability to grab it. That's what makes it okay. Otherwise, it's taka a big problem. We didn't see the big problem, but the Shmaitza holds, apparently according to the Rambam at least, it's mutter. Look at this lotion here. Well, mutter lechol chaylev min haTorah. You take that out of context, you can become an apikoyrus. Well, mutter lechol chaylev min haTorah.
That's
what I mean. What? That's
a way to put it.
Yeah, it's very, he means with your eyes. It's still a funny way to put it. Okay. Umiyu. He's saying, you know something? It's not much better. Gam l'shitas aran v'arajba. The sviru lu shasurin kol ha-sveikus min ha-Torah. So you're not allowed to eat it. Again, the leap between sothek, you're not allowed to eat it, be sothek, and getting malchus, he doesn't deal with. But he says, even according to the ran and rajba, that it's also to eat, not because you, because it's mutter to eat. Because the guy in that situation is allowed to go bust a rove. And rove people are not sarisim. And if he's not a saris, he's a kata. That's your choice. Maybe he's a saris. If he's a saris, he's a gadol without simonim. If he's not a saris, he's a kata.
Doesn't that also give him the additional benefit of the doubt, if you will, since he asked?
No.
He had a
if he would ask, he would be told he's allowed to because it's rove. So that's his kasha. You have a rove here. The bosaruba vadeyas linen. Rove katanim lav sarisanein. Vafilu baslamid vav shono, he says, Shmaitza says, a chiddush. Again, this has to do with the specifics of the case, which I don't want to go into. Even when she becomes 36 years old, kozman shlevias stay cyrus, ainu bas kiddushin min atoira. She's still a cotton. Loi chashin al asaris violinist because it's a miut. This is what the Shmaitza threw out here casually. Just if you'll ever come across it, you should know it's a tremendous chiddush. It's not like all the Rishonim. All the Rishonim in the Gemara say that when a person becomes 36 years old and doesn't show simonim, they become a gadol midioraisa. Shmaitza seems to assume only midrabbanan. But again, we're not going into the case. He just wants to be mechazik the kasha. Like, most people are not like this.
This would also be greater than Rambam, also kasha. The rove would also be greater than Rambam.
Yeah, even stronger.
Right, stronger.
If Yom Kain calls Manchel Evish Tei Cyrus, Mutter Hoya Bechilas Melech. Yom Kain Lomu Yuschai of Malchus. Now listen to the way the Shmaitza puts it. It's very important. It's going to be very important for later. He puts it, kivin de bedinka ochal onusu. What's exactly his technical status? His technical legal status is he's an onus. He's an onus. If his mutter to do, he's called an onus. Onus means unforeseeable, against his will. He was mutter to do. So it's called an onus. Lagabi being over the yisr. He's an onus. If it was mutter to do, he's an onus. And now he's going to bring a raya. He's not just throwing out that idea. He's going to bring a raya from a tosfos and Yavamis, a different part of Yavamis, that if you do something that's mutter to do al pi rov, you're called an onus. Here's the tosfos. The tosfos reish perek acholis. That's the fourth perek in Yavamis. Tiviyamaz chul v'nimtzus muberes zelashono. Mecholetz toch gimel ayri. Taisa says it's talking about you made chalitza within 3 months, meaning you didn't know if she was pregnant or not. from the dead husband. Dumi the Sefer, that Kone Sivimto, the Iri Betoch Gimel, the Lacher Gimel, if the Sefer of the Mishnah that says, if your Kone is the Yavama, and then it turns out she has a child, you have to bring a korban. Right? That's what it says. The brother-in-law, the Yavam, instead of waiting 3 months, he married her right away within 3 months. There was no children. No problem. There was a problem because then she was pregnant a month later. And you know that was from the husband. That means she's an Eish HaSoch. Classic Eish HaSoch with child from the dead husband. So this guy has to bring a carbon. He did an Issacharis by living with her. A shogeg, but he's chayav to bring a carbon because he's a shogeg. If he'd be amazing, he'd get chorus. A shogeg, he brings a chattis. But Tosfos says, it must be talking about he was boyalah within 3 months. Because if he was boyalah after 3 months, and there was no sign of a child, dila achar gimel, amai chayav carbon, kivan derov noshim, Tosfos says. This is Tosfos now. Since most women, ubra nikar l'shalosh, you can tell after 3 months whether or not they're pregnant, so that means there was a rove saying that this woman is not pregnant. Rove women are visibly pregnant after 3 months. The rove says she wasn't pregnant. If then she turned out to have been pregnant, says Tosfos, he wouldn't have to bring a carbon. He's an onus. Because he went with the rove.
Should he have brought Nashim?
Nothing. He's an onus. Hayavalei hukar ubra, mayavalei lemevet. What do you want him to do? He's an onus. He followed rove. Kegavna amrina mishvuas. Tosfos brings a raya from a Gemara in Shvuas. Prat la onus gabi shelo b'shas vesta. That it says if someone has relations with his wife, and it's Shalom Bishas Vesta, and she's Rasa Nida during the Bia, he does not have to bring a Karban, because she's Mamash Mutter. Rove women don't see Shalom Bishas Vesta, and therefore he doesn't have to bring a Karban, because he's an Onus, he's Mutter Machmas Rove. So that's Tosfos in Yavamas. Tosfos in Yavamas talks about our case, so to speak, and says, and when you're following the rove, and you have every reason to assume it's mutter because of a rove, you're called an onus. You don't have to bring a carbon. You don't even have to bring a carbon. Koshkein, you're not going to get malchus from Afreya. That's absurd. But so, even according to the Ran and Rashbich, where, how come you get malchus? You go bus a rove. Now comes the Terence. Venira lefizem. This is the Terence. Excuse me, I'm sorry. I guess I'm not 100% yet. This is my hardest shear. I was getting better until now. I'll be okay. Bez Hashem. Bez Hashem. I should talk lower, that's all. Who am I yelling at? He's not opening his mouth.
Not yet.
That's right. We're learning tomorrow night, by the way. The Kasha series is over. It'll be strange not to see Yechiel Spira here Monday night. Okay, Venera Lefizeh. This is the Shemaitz's Teretz. These are the Perek Yosei Dolphin. There's a Gemara Nida that says, we assume you brought Shtei Cyrus. Once you're 12 for a woman or 13 for a male, there's an assumption, good old Chazaka, that you brought Cyrus. Even if we checked and we didn't find it, we assume it fell out. This is Lechumra. We go Lechumra, and on a Diaraisa level, we assume you had Cyrus. The MK, then the truth is, in that case, Loho Yerashoy Lecho. Because the Chivin de Gil Lechal Shonim, he was of age, Chayshin and Shem and Oshru. He was supposed to assume that he was a Gadol. He had no right to say he's a Sofei Katan, Sofei Gadol. On the Dioraisa level, he had to be Choshesh, that he had Cyrus, or he had to assume better. He had to assume he had Cyrus. So he's not an Onus, because it was also to eat Machma Sofek. Machma Sofek, he calls it. Omnam Avol Das Rambam, the Sofek Mutum in a Torah, the Choshel Oboi Cyrus, you know, you assume they're Cyrus if they didn't check. But if they checked for Cyrus and they're not there, so we're back to Sofek Matzav. Sofek Limbo, Sofek. So according to the Rambam, it's Mutter if it's a Sofek. Choshel Oboi Cyrus ain't well a Sofek. Shemanoshru. By Moshe Kasavti Bishmai Tzahei Perik Yud Gimel. V'yim Kain B'din Ka'ochil. So according to the Rambam, he was allowed to eat it. We're talking now if you checked and there were no Cyrus. The HaTorah Hitiro. V'yim Kain Lomu Yishayim Malkus Lama Freya Alachiloso Mishus HaTorah. So he said, Bishlam, according to the Rashba, you broke the rove. You broke the rove that says rove are not ketanim, are not sarisim, I'm sorry. Rove are not sarisim. Because we have the basic assumption that he's really a gadol because he brought two Cyrus. So you can't call him an onus anymore. You can't follow the rove because we have to assume, at least be sofek, he wasn't allowed to eat it. It was Misofek, not because Sofek, he was a Soros. And if he's a Soros, he's really a Gadol. You're right, Rove people are not Sarisim. You don't have to worry about it. But the Rove people have Cyrus when they're 12, or Chazaka call it. And therefore we assume there was Cyrus. If we don't see it now, they fell off, or it's a Sofek that they fell off. So according to the Rashba, Sofek is also. So that's how we resolve the issue according to the Rashba. But according to the Rambam, if we checked and there were no Cyrus, so it's still a Sofek, so he's still allowed to eat it. Good old Rambam, Sofek Mutter. The Efshar, he says a tremendous Chiddush. He's not an Onus. Kivan the Al-Kaponim, Midrabonon Osur, Midrabonon it's Osur, to Sofek Osur, Midivrayim, the Chashina Shemanoshu, Midrabonon Sofek Dirais is Osur. Im Ken Yesh Lomar, the Hod the Pligi Rabbi Shmuel Amas a Gadol Amafreya Lavlo Malkusu. It's not no Gea Malkus, because we're not dealing with the Mezid El Lachatos. We're dealing with if he's an Ones or a Shogeg. That's the whole Shaila. You bring a Chatos if you're a Shogeg, not if you're an Ones. Mechivin the Oser Al Kaponim in the Rabbonon, Bechidish to Lavonus, so you can become a Chuyiv a Karbon. On a Dioraisa level, because you can't say you're an Onus if you were supposed to listen to the rabbis and not eat it. So you can't say you're an Onus. You're supposed to listen to the rabbis. Chuyiv Chatos, Shinas Bayer, show your goggle of my Freya.
It's interesting how we got ignored the Rabban until now.
What do you mean?
The whole Issa until now? In the whole case.
It was a Nogea. Now it's Nogea because he wants to say he's not an Onus. You can't claim I'm an onus, what do you want from me? If he violated this, it's Rabbonin. It's still a Chiddush, but there's a certain logic to it. You're not an onus. You shouldn't have done it. The rabbi told you not to do it. You can't, the mice of a poil, down to earth. Why?
Because when we were saying the Kashi, if you go in and ask them, tell them we could eat it.
On a Dioraisa level, because there he's talking theoretically, legally. Now that he puts the question as one of a carbon, so now the relevant question is ones or shogeg, so now it's relevant. If it's a rabbonon, you can't call him an ones. Right. Before he was talking legally, so he was talking on a dioraisa level, because you can isolate that, because he was talking legally.
Right.
Now that the whole question is shogeg or ones, talking practically. Practically, you can't call yourself an onus if it was also to do with Rabbanan. Because the Muchaper Gidus Hatumah Gabi Isha Shomer at Macy, the Chayav Chatos. The Porech Vaha Onusu, the Mishani Samuch Levesto. right? It's close to the vest when you have to be choshek. The kaimelim vest is the rabbanon. We paskin vest is the rabbanon. Mamish beferish. The kivin the rabbanon also to lavonosu. Mamish kamada beferish and gemara. We pa.
But by chevev, the original case was always asking the rabbanon.
Why? Yeah, that's what he's saying.
No, the sefer, the original sefer is with saris and all that stuff. He said, you know, it's mutter and saris.
Yeah. That's what he's answering now. That Rav is the chay of the carbon because you're not an ones. That's what he's answering. That's regarding chatos. Kosheinu onus gomer, al kaponu midrabonan osur, tu lav onus mikri. Koshin is barari suro chayav chatos. Avalu malchus, but we can't talk about malchus. Well, you're talking the chayav malchus on your day suro midrabonan, because with your eyes it was mutaf him to eat. Kibin minator mutal lechulam, can't any roi loinish malchus. You could say he's not an onus. Now it turned out it was osur. Turned out it was chaylev, igloi milsum on freya. We find out retroactively, we find out that it was chaylev, that it was always chaylev. That he was a gadol. We find out now that he was a gadol, you know, and we were mistaken. That's called a gloy milsal of Afreya. It's not a din, it's a metzius. We now find out that he was a gadol. We didn't know till now. Now we know.
So, but right now, if we're saying that he's chayav malchus, then are we assuming that it wasn't truly a suffix at the time?
No, so if you're saying it's chayav, at the time it was a suffix, but we say retroactively he gets malchus, that's something we're not dealing with, that difficulty. But he can't countenance that it was mutter and you're getting malchus. He can countenance that it was also to do machmas suffix and the Rashba and the Gloy Milsalam Afreya, that it was vaday. But according to the... What?
The Kimta is just talking about Malchus. Well, it's Chatas.
Right. Well, it's not clear. Rashi there says Malchus, I think.
It sounds like he would...
Okay, he's going to say the Rambam Abel Malchus, what are you talking? A Toysus says Malchus. The Chivin of Farshi Toysus Malchus, nearly the Sufik, really the Sufik goes from an Atoira. So now he wants to say, now I know Toysus Ashita. If Toysus says that Sugyas Lagabe Malchus, so then Tosis has to hold Sufik Asur Minat Torah. Sufik Shem and Nashru. Maybe the two Cyrus fell out to Sufik Torah. He can get Malchus also. Uvamarit Uprichadosh Chakru B'das HaTosis. He's fear like Adas HaRambam or Kadas HaRajba Varan. According to what I just said, I have proven, since Tosfos says the Gemara there is talking about Malchus, so I see that Tosfos holds something also in the Araisa. The Moya Mutu Machilos Chelav Menat Torah, Lo Loki, Shinez Baracha Kach Shaya Godol, even the Bedin Torah, Zakoi Barashoi Baachiloso. It's just that he's not an onus. Okay, I have to stop. I'm sorry. I'm about to lose my voice.